Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Right up, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time you showed the fuck up. We've been waiting on yo ass. But before we start, we want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors, so check this shit out. Hey guys, I want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help obsbeers.com, you know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out grogtag.com. Also, check out the lovely djchild.com, and that's child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out instagram.com/art_of_dren, D-R-E-N. That's right. All those people like us. And maybe you should, because also the second part of this is, check out this shameless plug.
Hey, it's Frank here. You want the best in beer reviews? Check us out at obsbeers.com. You can check out our social media, YouTube, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Untappd, Snapchat, Reddit, Twitch, you name it. We got it. Meet us there. We'd love to see you. Peace.
All right, now that we got all that shit out of the way, Sean, thank you for putting that all together for us. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, so normally on this on these shows, we normally have Frank, right? And Ooh. You guys remember last episode, y'all motherfuckers kicked me off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I noticed Frank had a colostomy bag, right. So I squeezed that shit.
Oh, great.
Now Frank's gone.
Great.
And now y'all got to put up with my shit. Oh, payback's a bitch. And we
you
got
foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Look, sound guy.
We took it too far.
Quiet. Yeah, you guys, yeah, make the show great again. Yeah, I heard that shit, dickhead.
I didn't say that.
So if you guys don't know who that is, that's Christopher.
Yo.
Yeah, guys, don't worry about it. He's a piece of shit. So we got him on the show today filling in for Frank. So, Chris, we really do appreciate you here.
Got it.
You, I mean, our ratings are going to go down, but we know Frank
will
be.
That's not what the lady said.
No, they were like, ugh, you really going to put that in me? Oh, and then they're like, oh, that smell. I overheard through some thin walls at a cheap motel.
I keep hearing, oh, daddy, oh, daddy. So, I mean,
that's because her dad's in the room and you're beating his ass up. You're like, oh, daddy, you're down low, brother. All right, so, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to get the show going. All right, so, Chris.
Yo.
We got five beers.
Yep.
I already know for a fact one is going to make Sean fantastically make that face we love so much.
Oh, hell yes.
Nice.
All right, so if you kindly would, could you just read the name of the beer and the brewery of the five beers that we're going to do today?
We got Pyramid Outburst.
Okay.
We have Kilt Lifter.
By who?
Whoa.
This is by Four Peaks.
Hey.
Leinenkugel's Barry Weiss.
Okay.
Cats Away by Trouble Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Matilda by Goose Island Beer Company.
All right, so what we're going to do is normally Frank picks the first one we're going to do all the way down to the last one. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the Matilda last, and we're going to do the Cats Away first. Sound fair, guys?
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to go around the room and make sure how everyone's doing. Sean, we haven't seen you in a week. How you been?
I'm okay.
How's that foot doing? I mean, we were on that road trip.
It hurts a lot, and then I jammed it again today and had to get a new splint because I sprained it in the first place.
Right.
So.
Because you're a huge fan of parkour, right?
Yep, parkour, hardcore parkour.
And then you were doing like a cartwheel or something?
Yeah, I was scaling.
Off like a...
I was scaling the stratosphere.
Oh, okay.
Damn. And not the building, like the literal segment of the atmosphere.
Oh, nice. You know, I used to hump the hell out of the Nimbus cloud.
Nice.
So, nice. You know, I used to like blow that up, you know.
Yeah,
blow. You ever
sure.
blown out a cloud?
Yeah.
That's some godly shit right there.
I just got done, yeah.
Fantastic. And so you're doing okay now?
Yeah, we're cool.
Like they rinsed out all the sand out of your vagina, you're able to walk a little better?
No, I still, my panties are definitely in a bunch still.
Wonderful.
Do you need us to call the burn unit for you?
Yeah, please. Okay. And a whambulance.
Okay.
Because
and some Vagisil?
This 12-year-old moment has been brought to you by these motherfuckers right here.
What else?
All right, Chris.
Yo.
How you been?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing good.
I heard there was some good news.
There is.
Yep. And if you kindly would you like to say what the new great news is?
I recently found out I got promoted at my job.
I thought he was going to say pregnant. I swear. I recently found out I got pregnant.
I was hoping for pregnancy.
Me too, because now we got to figure out who the father is. So, right. Like, what do we throw? What type of bachelorette
Shit.
Party? Or was it a baby shower or a bachelorette party?
Combination.
A quinceanera? We're going to throw you a quinceanera. Have your baby all dressed up in a taco. So, congratulations on that promotion. I mean, how does it feel to be the only male working at an all females, you know, strip club
Whoa,
as a male stripper?
Good.
How does that feel? They call you the Tuck King of New Hampshire.
I got a lot of bitches, man.
You do? Whoa. Okay. Hey, they pay, right?
I got hoes in different area codes.
Oh, wow. Ludacris, do not sue. He just learned hip hop today. It's cute. It's the cutest thing. So, all right, guys, we're going to get started. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a huge shout out to my boy. You want to check out his new song on what is it called? Stretch Cloud? Maynard. He comes out with that yeah, gaggle garg. And he gets that new song called Ball Gags, Keep the Warden Not Knowing. Just big shout out to my boy Maynard. Big shout out because, you know, apparently he was selected to hang out with us, you know. That's a work assistant program right there. OBSBeers.com. We help out those less fortunate. All right, so the first beer we're going to work with is the Cats Away IPA. So go ahead and read all the essentials that we need on that. And then we'll go ahead and share that out and get busy.
It's made by the Trouble Brewing Company, and the ABV is 5.9%.
It's a Walmart beer.
And it's a Walmart beer. They're located in...
Wait, where's that at? Wait, where's that located? Yeah, you know he
Rochester,
can't cut
New
that
York.
Out. Wait, first off, you know he can't cut that out.
I mean, I can cut like anything.
Okay, no, you can't.
Thanks, Sean.
No, Sean, no. No, he's new. He doesn't know
unbiased.
Your full capability.
He made the train
it's
noise
really
when you were,
hard
when you were
for
in.
Me
we didn't
cuts.
Make a train noise.
No, he put the sound effects in when you were in the corner naked last week.
Well, no, he didn't put a train noise. That wasn't last week. We were in Reno. Where have you
okay,
been?
Okay, 2 weeks ago.
Can we get back to the beer?
I'm on you.
That's what we were.
I appreciate it. Can we get on the beer? Are we going to talk about the beer?
We do have beers.
So, what is the beer that we're drinking? Who's it by? Where's it located? ABV, all that good stuff.
The name of the beer is Cats Away IPA by Trouble Brewing Company.
Nice.
It's got an ABV of 5.9% and located in Rochester, New York.
Whoa.
Okay. So now here's a really creepy part about this beer. This beer actually is from Walmart. It's a Walmart brand.
Wow.
And there was a class action lawsuit or something like that where somebody sued Walmart for branding this as craft beer.
What?
Yeah,
really?
But it's just it was just a gimmicky thing Walmart jumped on. This was the only place that we ever found this 4-pack from Trouble Brewing, this sort of Trouble Brewing was only at Walmart.
And so is Trouble Brewing an actual, or is that their brewer?
It's just their name for,
okay.
Yeah,
but
it's Trouble Brewing. So
not like
it's
they contracted Trouble Brewing. And,
something like that,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and, let's go ahead and share this out. Let me get your glass. I know we have other people in the building, so let me get another glass for our guest.
What's his name again?
Alabaster.
Alabaster, right.
That's why he's in the so rich. Those two, that's why he dressed like he's rich.
Let me get one more. Thanks, sir.
He dresses like he's rich.
Watch the microphone. Yeah, you know, he's shaking the fucking microphone.
He's got like that's the top hat, Sean. Cane, nice. Flashing hundreds and stuff right here. Nice. I think he's got a chauffeur outside.
Hey, Chris. Thank you. Chris.
Yo, it's a show. This about is the
last
beer.
Time. It's the last time you ever get to watch BET with us. This is the last time. It's the last fucking time.
I wasn't saying he was a pimp. I was saying he was like wow, a rich guy.
Like,
I guess love and hip hop doesn't register.
All sorts of lines are being crossed like it's plaid.
Nice. Cheers to the smell.
Cling.
Sean, you're up.
That's real messed up.
Well, Frank's not here.
I get that apple juice smell. I get that sometimes. So really kind of, and really kind of watery, I guess.
All right.
You know?
All right, Chris, what you got for me?
White grapes. Or white the green grapes. Like a white grape juice.
Nice, dude.
Or the green grapes. Okay. Definitely with some floral and tree sap.
All right, well, this sounds like, I'm not even going to lie, I'm kind of at the point now where I'm just going to let you have it. This really smells awful. It really does. It doesn't even smell appealing. It smells like an IPA, but it just smells like I'm just going to make it to sell it. Does that make sense? Right. Like, I'm just going to put all
effortless.
I'm going to put the essentials in it, but not put the love in it that most craft beer companies actually put in their work. This thing just smells super watery. Really comes off like you're really just not going to be extremely happy with this IPA choice. The botanicals on this are just so off-putting. But when me and Frank acquired this pack of beer, it was flying off the shelves. And you
really?
Know, yeah, at Walmart, it was right next to like the Bud Lights and all that stuff. So you're automatically, we grabbed it because like, oh, it's a new company. They got a contract with, you know, Walmart. Then we do our research on it. And it was actually Walmart's way of throwing some shady shit. Wow. Now, I'm not just dissing the smell based upon who has it. It just doesn't smell good. It just smells meh. Hey, Sean, can I get a meh from, like, whatever meh you can find that's a free royalty meh?
I don't even know how to search for that, but yeah.
Meh. Or, you know what? Let me get a white girl that says, let me take a selfie. Let me get that. I'll throw that in right there on that part. Appreciate it. Okay. All right, guys, cheers to the taste. Chris, you're up next. Oh, man. This is weird.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, Chris, hold on. Sean, I see you're having problems. What do you got, buddy?
It tastes like... It tastes like someone left graham crackers in water for like...
That's a good way of saying this beer sucks. Graham crackers in water, okay.
It's just... I don't...
Use your words.
It's a relentless type of bitter.
It's not like the bitters you're used to with all the IPAs, right?
It's not... Yeah, and it's just like... It's so bready on the... It's just not a... Everything's not in order. Well,
that's fine.
I want it to be like a bitter in a certain spot, and it's just bitter right away. Just that's the first thing that I get.
So you're having some bittering, but out of all the IPAs you've done, does this one kind of even stack up to the ones you've done so far?
No, I'd much rather have
those other IPAs.
The other IPAs.
Ah, okay. What about you, Chris? Now that you've, I had to help that boy out over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
About that.
Oh my God.
It tastes like Sean said it best, like they did it backwards.
Like there's fake oranges. There's
things missing, or they're just like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to make this and say, fuck it.
It tastes like they took plastic fruit.
Yeah. Literally, like, I taste melted plastic with some graham crackers and some, like, water with hops. Like, let's just put the hops in the water, toss some random stuff in there and make sure it has alcohol.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. It tastes like an IPA. It's very bitter. It's pine sol-y, soapy, leathery. It's got a lot of watery aspects. And normally when we say when it's watery, it's refreshing. Unfortunately, this particular beer, Sean kind of nailed it. It has artificial properties to it. It just doesn't feel right. It does not feel like an IPA. It's just something's ass backwards here. Again, like I said, it was just something thrown together. And unfortunately... Sean's having an aneurysm over there based upon how it fucking tastes and shit.
The burp afterwards sucks.
Yeah, this is a pretty... Okay, look, this is one of those beers you just have to have because you don't want a Bud Light. But I'll be honest with you. You better grab that Bud Light. All right, we're going to go ahead and rate these.
No.
All right, Sean.
Can we just skip the rate?
No, my friend.
We don't have to do this.
You have to. So, wait, it gets worse.
Beat this dead horse.
One, you have to give them because they made it. Five is the shit and three is in the middle. So you still got to give them at least a one because they made it. I mean, we're not in the stores.
Right, yeah, right.
So you got to at least, you know, that's cool.
They don't have any benefit or anything. Let's do a 1-3. It's on the board.
All right, sounds good.
It's on the board. I mean, it didn't make me vomit, so I think
okay,
that would
it didn't
be a
make
one.
You vomit. All
it's
right,
something to look forward to.
Hey, you know what? I can dig it.
Nice.
1-5.
Whoa, high score of the night.
The only reason why I say 1-5 is, I mean, you have to give them one because they made
give
it.
Give this man a prize.
But the reason why the 0.5 is like they made it and they tried to make it decent, but I. Yeah. Is there a Corona somewhere?
It's an
I'll be honest with you, I'd probably drink a Corona over this.
This is bad.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's just
you're
not
sitting
well.
There with...
It's really not a well-put-together beer.
We'll save those fun questions for two for the road.
Yeah, let's do that.
I already got questions.
Right. I'm gonna give it a 2.
Whoa!
And the reason why I'm gonna go 2 is one, yeah, they made it, and the other one is it was flying off the shelves. So their marketing, they knew exactly what to do. Even if it feels like it was a cash grab, they knew what they were doing. They strategically placed it where it needed to be, right next to shit people don't want to drink anymore, and we ended up getting the last pack. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I give that extra full point based upon the marketing. But, you know, guys, when we do this show, we're very honest with these beers no matter what. And that's why we tell you to head over to obsbeers.com because you can at least get an idea of what we're talking about. We just paint the picture of the beer, not that the experience is going to be exactly the same. It's like me going on a roller coaster with Sean. We're on the roller coaster. It's still going to be the same ride, but a different experience for everyone. Yeah. Like, I hate roller coasters. You love roller coasters, but we're going to get on it. And at the end, we'll say, I'm glad we did it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So with this particular beer, it's just, man. So go get you some.
Do you think there's somebody out there that would love the hell out of this?
Yes. People who don't want to drink Bud Light. Okay. That means it's time for the next beer. We'll be right back.
You have any transition requests?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a minute. I have to think. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I do have a transitionable sound.
Yeah.
A volcano exploding.
Jesus fucking. Okay.
Can I get that?
Yeah.
Or Jesus masturbating.
Okay, definitely the volcano.
Can I get the volcano?
I mean...
I'm just trying to make it easy on you on which way you want
to
go.
It's not going to be a fun way for me to find a masturbating sample and...
Right.
And
matter of fact,
no.
Let's scratch both those.
Okay, yeah.
Let me get pornographic fornication.
I can't wait for this to be in my download history.
Of two dudes.
Yeah, like, this is great.
Like just two, oh yeah, oh. Just like real quick transition of two dudes just yamming. Just bro, blow me out.
It's
like,
hard to do real quick.
Make
I want the whole climb. Okay.
Today's show has been brought to you by What the Hell Was That? Yeah, whatever you know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the last one. Two dudes boning.
Yep, that's coming up.
All right.
Ow. Ow. Ow! Stop that! The toots! Ow! Ow! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the second beer of the night. Right now, what are we doing, Chris?
Let's go with.
Here, I'll hand it to you.
Outburst. It's a citrus IPA. It is from. 1 second, I'm looking.
Oh yeah, take the tape. Oh, we want to give a big shout out to Will. This beer was provided by Will, who watches on Periscope at OBS Beers.
It's by the Pyramid Brewing Company in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
If you want to reach me, go to pyramidbrew.com. And the ABV is 7.0.
Nice. All right. So anybody here at this table ever had Pyramid?
Nope.
No. What is the two places it's come from?
A man and a woman. Oh, no. Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon.
I'm like, how does that, like, they take
they
half
have two
of the
different,
can?
They have, no, they
the
have, they have
the
two
can.
Establishments that brew.
I want to know which one this one is from.
Like, originally?
This exact can.
I guess I'm going to go with Seattle, Washington, and then they moved to Portland, Oregon. Or just deal with the fact that they got their money up, and they're in both.
Okay, that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Fucking newbie-ass.
I've never. Actually, I might have had Pyramid.
All right, nothing wrong with that. Pyramid's actually out there in a lot of supermarkets and stuff like that.
Sounds familiar. Maybe that's...
Yeah, you usually find them next to the Samuel Adams, the Budweisers, the Coronas, like all the mainstream beers. You usually find those guys right next to them. And a few other companies like Widmer and all them. But yeah, Pyramid, you do find them in variety packs and stuff next to like Magic Hat and shit.
Gotcha.
So Pyramid, you can usually find Pyramid in a lot of places. So.
Cool.
All right, guys. Cheers to the smell. Okay, let's start off with Chris on this one. What do you got on that smell?
I got two things. Tangerine. Like the peel. I've got a ruby red grapefruit.
Okay.
As far as that goes. A little bit of pineapple.
Okay.
And what's weird is I smell cherries.
Nothing wrong with that. How about you, Sean?
I'm getting a Kind of like a chemically smell, if that makes sense. What is it?
As long as it makes sense to you, boo-boo.
Hey, everything makes sense to me, so that doesn't narrow it down.
Let's get these dollars up.
Yeah, it's...
Bitcoin.
And kind of, I guess, botanical, I guess you would call it, because it smells like...
plants.
Yeah, it smells like a plants, but a very specific, like I said, kind of chemically one, so...
Okay.
I like it.
Chemically.
Chemically. Right.
Chemically, chemically genetic.
Or maybe
plants.
maybe that's metallic, like GMOs? You would say.
Are you trying to go GMO?
Maybe, yeah, it smells like GMOs, dude.
What a vegan. Okay, no offense to any vegans out there. Just he's being an asshole over there in his vegan land on the table.
Yeah, I'm being an asshole.
Fair enough. All right. So a couple things we will take away from this. There's a lot of orange aspect. You got tangerines. You've got orange. You got a lot of peel. You will pull away some grapefruit. On the tropical notes, you might get a little bit of the cherry, strawberries. You might even pull the pineapple, but we're talking down to the rind. The grapefruit is meshing as far as the juice goes with ruby red, but it's a yellow peel that's blending in with the orange. So there's a lot of citrus going on. And for some people, you may in fact pull out a lemon or a lime, depending on how your receptors work with citrus notes. So there's a lot going on here. As far as the botanical part, it is an IPA. So you're dealing with those characteristics such as the plants, the piney, the dish soapy, the leather aspect. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the taste. So let's get down with it. Cheers to that, fellas.
And I love that. And I get a lot of the grapefruit in this when I actually taste it. Yeah, I get a grapefruit peel.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Chris?
I get a lot of grapefruit peel, like he said, too, but as well as...
such a copycat.
Rhubarb.
There is no original person on this show now, is there?
I'm the first one in the history to say no.
I invented the light bulb.
I invented grapefruits, dude.
Grits?
And grits, yeah. Grits.
Mumble rap Bartledew.
Rhubarb.
You invented rhubarb?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh, you're saying that.
I was trying to get us back on track.
Thanks, Dad.
You all right? You want to talk?
He's like the stepdad your mom picked up after it was a bad divorce, and now all of her choices are just really fucked, and the kids got to suffer.
And they tell me it's amateur hour.
So
he's a professional here.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. And that's why when he goes to sleep, let's get the soap and the socks ready. Welcome to the family, you piece of shit. All right, so we got rhubarb.
Absolutely.
Well, you got rhubarb.
I got rhubarb.
The fuck is a rhubarb?
I don't know what a rhubarb is.
You don't know what rhubarb
is? It's a red celery that's sour.
You can have red celery?
It's a red celery that's sour or tardy. It's good.
Brilliant.
But I would have been like an orange creamsicle too.
Okay, some vanilla notes, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Hey, beautiful. So let's go ahead and rate this, guys. Let's start off with Chris. What do you got?
3.7.
Why?
This was good. The bitterness wasn't too bad at all. It made me want to go back for more the minute I swallowed it. It's like, I have to have more of this because my mouth instantly started, you know, salivating, like you said. I definitely like the rhubarb aspect and the orange cream of it made it super refreshing. And even though we do them at room temperature, I'm very curious to see how this would be at ice cold.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it'd be fantastic. Definitely on a summer day, for sure.
All right. Well, I figured, you know, after the show, we put these in the cooler anyway.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get that wish going. How about you over there, Alabaster's friend, Sean?
Oh, yes.
Big shout out to Alabaster.
Moral support.
Mm-hmm.
I
love it when same-sex couples kind of like support
it's
each
nice.
Other. Yeah,
I'm
supportive
I mean,
of that. LGBTQXYZ in this motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, he has a wife and children, but
that's just for tax purposes.
Yeah, that's a cool. Wait. Great cover, bro.
Exactly, dude.
Anyway. All right, so what's your grade on that beer, sir?
I'm going to give it a 3.7.
Okay, why?
Actually, I didn't like it. It's the bitter still holding me back a little bit.
Just holding
from
back.
Liking it a whole bunch. Is it, what's the IPA on this again? Or not the IPA, the ABV.
7.
Yeah,
okay,
it's 7.
It tastes kind of boozy to me.
Okay.
Towards the end. I forgot to add that earlier, so.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, based upon your guys' analogies and acceptance of the beer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go a little different. I'm just going to give it a 3. Nothing great about it.
Yeah.
Nothing bad about it. It's just neutral. And the reason being is it's just a simple, really juicy IPA that has all these great characteristics most IPAs have, except this one's just slightly more predominant, but it's still an IPA. It's by Pyramid. And it's as good because you can find this in like grocery stores. You don't have to go to like a craft beer store to go look for this beer. So it's made for the mainstream consumption.
Nice.
So you can have yourself that craft beer love, and you don't have to go to the craft beer store to consume that. So well put together, guys. We'll be right back after this transition of...
A bunch of dead kitties screaming.
How are they screaming if they're dead?
What? No, you dark piece of shit. No.
A bunch of lobsters being thrown into boiling water.
No. No. Okay.
They made that illegal in some places.
No. Can I please get the Autobots...
That seems way copyrighted.
Thank you. Oh, can you play it backwards? Like, were they untransforming?
And then
you
know what? Considered under parody law, so I can do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's get backwards transformer sound.
And I'm offended because my shit never gets on.
Well, because your shit's sadistic and this is not a dark show.
Can I get the Power Ranger communicator sound?
Again, all right, I'll take that.
Again, we're going to have to make it go like backwards or do something to it.
Can you? Okay.
Or
No. Power Ranger communicator.
Yeah.
Auto-tuned. Guys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're on a third beer right now. We're going to be talking about this beer. Wrong beer.
I didn't know we had to go in order.
Yeah, we did. I had them. Okay, first. Okay,
that beer.
Stop real quick. Do you remember the first beer that we were going to do?
Yeah.
And then the last beer?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I kind of shuffled them in the order that we've been going. And then when we were done with the first beer, I grabbed the next beer.
Okay.
So I was assuming that you understood the pattern.
I'm dyslexic.
No, you're not.
I thought three was four.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
This is...
I hate everyone in this room.
This one's from... We have to give a shout-out, too.
Do we have to give a shout-out?
Give a blowjob.
Oh, this beer it was provided by Star. Mahalo's plenty to you, girl. Thank you for providing on the show, Miss Star.
We are drinking Kilt Lifters Scottish Style Ale by the Four Peaks Brewing Company, located in Arizona... Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
Has an ABV of 6.0%. And for more information, you can go to fourpeaksbrewing.com.
Oh, I got to do some shit. All right.
It's hard to find good help these
days.
We're
lost without Frank.
Hey, Sean, it's good to help find good help these days, huh?
I
you know he's
know.
Not going to cheerleader for you. Like,
damn, I wouldn't payroll, know anything. Know,
he's not going to co-sign?
Fuck no.
Damn.
You like the Dallas team. Who
I don't have a spine.
How about those Eagles and Patriots, huh?
America. I could care less.
That's actually Carlos' favorite team.
Who's Carlos?
Carlo. No S.
Wait, what? Who got lazy when they named that child? Like, it's Carlos, Itali- and
it's
then
Italian,
like, Carlo.
It's Italian, not Hispanic,
shit.
Which
that,
is
no,
funny because
he's
Hispanic.
He has the S on there. It's silent butthole.
Like Illinois.
I thought he was Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham.
That is him, yeah.
It is him.
He goes, his middle name is Carl.
But I thought it was Alabaster.
I just call him Carl.
But what about his middle name?
Shoop Shoop. It's Carl.
I was like, why did they call him Shoop Shoop? And you were telling me
Carl
his parents
Alabaster.
Were like putting him in the car. They were worried about it. And then when they hit the alarm, she's like, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Yeah, we'll cut that part out.
I'm just saying.
We'll cut that shit. Here's the seal of my key.
Okay, as a black person
that
on
was,
the show,
that
what
was
the
extra
fuck
racist,
was that, Chris?
Because the guy we were talking
those
about
those,
is black.
Never mind.
No. Okay.
back to the show.
Chris.
Oh, we got
to
cut
Chris.
So much
there's
shit
there's no way
out.
For me to say
Chris,
this without sounding messed
you,
up.
We're going
to
bleep
no,
that.
No,
we're going to bleep that so that way they don't even have a clue as to
no,
what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, bleep that all
so
out.
So they know that this happened and we don't want to lie to them, but we'll just bleep that.
Yeah, just real quick, you know the gentleman back there is Hispanic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but when you
he's
did the
half
click,
black
click.
Too.
No, don't co-sign on that. It's fine. Let me set this.
That makes
let
it
me,
worse. I'm co-signing
me,
with you.
I know. Let
that.
Me let me set this joke up.
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
Chris, you're a fucked up person.
I call it how I see it.
No, you call him like you see it. So you. Motherfucker.
I'll bleep that
so,
out.
So like you do that to every black person or black ass yo, my dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, you're the one calling him Alabaster.
Like, Alabaster
that's not
is just
a racial.
A name.
That has no racial connection.
Yeah, where does Alabaster?
I wasn't trying to be racist.
I knew an Asian guy
whistle.
Named Alistair.
Look, click, listen, this is what you did. Train,
we can't
chef,
put that in.
Like all that shit, you put that in there, and then you expect no one on the set to go, dude, that was a little racist. Alabaster's like half black, and you just sent
Alabaster's
his people back
white
400
name.
Years.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
You, there was the,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh my God.
I'm the that's least like, racist person on the planet.
Oh my God. That's what racist people say. You know that. That's what Trump has actually said.
He's like, oh, okay,
now,
first
wow,
off,
wow,
with your
blow.
Light-skinned ass.
He said
okay,
it.
Okay,
you did this
hold
to
on.
Yourself.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Out of anything you have ever said with us on the show.
Oh, God.
Or quartered her in passing. The first thing you have ever done so shitty was make sounds at a black dude next to a black dude. I don't know how we just don't whoop his ass now. Like
that's like him. Is that Tyrone? That was Tyrone.
That was
right?
Tyrone.
That was Tyrone.
Wait, do all black people eat chicken? Like I'm winning.
So
on
that would be
the,
racist.
How is that racist when you were like? Hut maker. Like, I heard you say hut maker.
I heard you say hut.
I heard you say hut maker, dude.
Oh my God.
Anyway, back to the smell.
Oh, it smells like fucking fascism.
I don't even know what beer. We're on Kilt Lifter. See, there is a Kilt on Kilt
Lifter. Right.
Let's move Scottish our focus roots. To Scottish people.
Okay,
and
Scottish
bag
people.
On them for a little bit. Fucking skirt wearing motherfucker.
Okay,
I'm Scottish.
Okay, so
I'm
do me a favor. Let's just go ahead and just.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
I know what to do. We'll handle that.
Yeah, that was great.
We'll leave all the fun bits in, but we'll make sure that no one knows how racist.
My head actually fucking hurts on how racist.
How do you know how family members that are from there?
That doesn't make it any. That just means you're ignorant.
I like how you're justifying the fact that you have a noose in your car.
I don't have a noose in my car.
And you're like, what is that? And you were like, it's an air freshener from the Kentucky Mart in you know, California.
It's culture, not
racism.
Sean,
I went over to his house, right? And I was like, oh my God, look at all this memorabilia from the South. He goes, no, it's from Dukes of Hazzard. No
one... That's an evil Knievel flag. That's not the Confederate flag.
And he's like, dude, check out this new album. I was like, what is this? He's like, this motherfucker. And I was like, what? You know you brought this upon yourself,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's not like you went over to my house and found anything from the Klan or anything.
Well, I noticed that room was locked. Okay, let's go ahead.
Was that a real story about the Dukes of Hazzard?
Because that was No, I'm just trying to help him get out of this because
he dug himself a little deep.
Yeah. I already fucked myself, so.
All right, so cheers to the. Wait, are we on the smell?
Cheers to the ratings drop.
To the smell.
All right, cheers to the smell.
Cheers to the lack
or
of black
as beers. My friend Chris would say to all the urbanites, click, click, whistle, sniff.
Hey, what's your rap name?
No, that's your government name. I need to know that name that, you know, the cops show up.
He does
know.
Have a rap name, though.
To the smell, guys. Oh, okay. I see what we're working with. Okay, so I'm getting lots of notes of...
I have to bleep all this shit out. You can't keep referring to it. referring to what he said.
Okay.
Because they don't know.
Let's give it up. Okay, let's just move. Let's do this properly. All right, let's do this. Let's get ourselves together.
Why?
Okay, let's just give ourselves together. All right, so right now, on the smell, we're going to turn it over to our resident clan member, Chris. Chris, what does it smell like other than burning cross?
Smells like it's this high.
That's a Hitler joke, guys. Oh my God. Okay.
I would imagine it smells booziness.
Okay.
Yeah, like a bourbon, to be specific.
Okay.
Whoa, specific.
And I got some dark fruit, like.
Oh, of course it was dark fruit.
Of course they all are dark fruit.
Key's face changed so quick when he said dark fruit. He's like, why don't you just say it?
I meant like plums, raisins, like.
I bet you did.
Darkies.
You know the ones that wear the chains?
You know the kind that spray paint on your wall after you just painted it?
Chris looks burnt out. He's like, why? He looks. Damn it, we have to bleep that!
Oh my God, Chris is a racist!
God damn it.
We know who he voted for. Okay, all right, come on, let's go. Give
Michael
us
Jordan.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and do it. What do you got on this smell?
Plums, raisins, a little bit of prune.
Okay. All right. You're right, Alabaster. He didn't throw in watermelon, so you're good. Okay, you're fine. All right. All right, so what you got over there, Sean?
You know, not to be repetitive from earlier, but a strong apple, and I would get more like a grape. I guess raisins, same alley, but yeah, more like a purple grape.
All right, fair enough. Right here, right now, the couple things you're going to pull out of this is extremely...
Nothing, go ahead.
It's extremely malty, guys, which means you're going to be pulling out a lot of sweet notes. There's, like, caramel. There's going to be a little bit of that bourbon smell. There's a lot of sweetness going on. Maybe some toffee. As far as all the bittering notes, you're going to definitely pull out, like, sweet nectar, honeycomb. You're going to pull out a little bit of some of the hops and a little bit of the yeast, which gives it a different texture on the smell. But it also smells like, if you would... Like, take wheat and put a little bit of, like, honey on it and let it kind of crunch up a little bit, like, toast it. It kind of puts off that sort of aromatic. Let's get down to the taste. Cheers to that, gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay, this is actually watery refreshing. It's extremely sweet. It's got a lot of malt and wheat body to it, a lot of texture. It's got a little bit of some drying wooding. It's like kind of like if you were to have like a toothpick in your mouth a little bit longer and you're kind of sucking on that and what it does to the tongue. It's actually just real easy going down. The hang time is very short. But the thing that you can probably take out of this is the fact that it's watery refreshing and all that toffee or caramel toasted notes, I think, is a good way to do this. What do you got?
It tastes exactly like a caramel apple, green apple with caramel on it. That's exactly the way it tastes.
All right. Like it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got over there, Miss Chris?
Cranberry juice.
You got cranberry juice.
Oh, he's actually just drinking cranberry juice over there. I see it. No.
Grab the beer, Chris, and let's try this again.
No, I taste cranberry juice with like some maple syrup.
Okay. And now he's drinking out of the syrup bottle. Yeah. Like, first off, he's in my pantry.
And he's drinking out of a baby bottle.
What is that about, Chris?
That's a little strange.
Okay, so can we talk about the beer, Chris?
Yeah.
I was.
Okay, so what are the notes that you're experiencing?
Cranberries.
Okay, so cranberries.
Nice, dude.
And what else?
Sweetness, like syrupy. Right. A little bit of water. Definitely some watery. I don't think it's, you know, something that would get you super fucked up, but I definitely think it'd be something that you could drink more than one. It's like, yeah, this is really good. It's something you bring to a party.
Right. Okay, fantastic. I like that. All right, so right now what we're going to do is let's grade it and go ahead and move on to that section. Go ahead, guys. Let's go ahead and get them out of here because this particular beer is a really funny review. You're going to have fun editing that shit, buddy. Is there something you wanted to ask Mr. Chris?
A lot of no, don't ask
that. Oh, I thought because I saw your fingers up.
No.
Okay. No,
that was his whole hand.
No.
I thought you were going to
ask I'm too racist. I'm good.
Yeah. That's probably
we determine idea. How much racist you are.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Don't.
You'll be fine.
Duh.
Dude, as a colored person to you, you got white privilege. You're okay. You'll be fine, bro.
Ain't that the truth?
All right. So what do you got on that, Chris, as far as your rate?
I'm going to give it a 4. It was fantastic. It was one of the better ones I've had. Definitely wasn't something that wasn't too boozy on it. On the smell, you do get the booziness, in my opinion. But it was a surprise because you get not the grapefruit, but the cranberry taste to it, the sweetness of the syrup. It was something I could definitely put in my daily 6.
Oh, nice. How about you over there, Mr. Sean?
Yeah, I'm going to go 3.9.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Right. It's I don't really have the booziness. Last one was boozier to me. But this is it just goes down smooth. That's all I can ask for.
Okay. For me, I'm going to give it a 3. Nothing great about it, nothing bad about it. I think it's a great daily 6. Actually, I just consumed it extremely fast, like to finish my glass out, mm-hmm. and it actually tastes like flat cola, which that's, is kind of
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little that was
like a cherry
little,
cola.
Yeah, a little bit something like that. And then kind of got the apple, the cherries. Yeah. It's very fruit forward, but it just kind of got a cola thing. It's just not something that just is like, all right, I'm going to drink this all the time, but right. if someone handed it to me, absolutely. I could do it as a daily 6.
Yeah.
So if I had to go to the bar and they had this versus anything else that's not on your mainstream level, then I can definitely drink. It's easy drinking. So if you're looking for an easy drink that pairs very well with a good time, I think this one will do it for you guys. We'll be right back after. Let's go ahead and do. Let's do one commercial from one of our supporters.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink has run.
Well, if it's the pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water-resistant, and ice chest-approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Whenever you're done hitting those vapes, we're ready. Fucking junkies. We've been recording, so it's all you.
Oh, okay.
Damn, he didn't even give us a fucking warning.
I mean, I did. Y'all were like, I'm ready.
Okay, so what had happened was we were putting these robot cocks in our mouths. Yeah. And he was like, go.
Normally,
we have to blow out the release of their happiness exhaust.
I mean, he was giving us hand signs. I thought he was trying to tell us to steal third base.
I don't know what happened.
Please come over.
I thought I was at a baseball game for a minute.
Chris, sit next to me.
So are we going to start now?
Can we start now?
Okay, so we can start now?
Yep.
All right. Like now, because I'm still... Answer it. No, answer it. Too late now.
That was an alarm. I don't even know why I had one set for 9:49
p.m. You guys know that alarm means time to do a beer review.
It's in my...
Are we doing the beer review now?
Is it 1, 2, 3, go? Or 1, 2, and then go?
Yeah, which one is it? Paper, rock, scissors?
It's Rochambeau, 1, 2, 3, go, yo-ho-ho.
Are we doing throw punch too, right?
Throw punch.
Okay, cool. Yeah. on the throw punch.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on, guys.
Let's do a beer while we're here. Fuck it. Okay. We got them in front of us. Let's knock one out.
All right, so, Chris.
Yo.
I think we're recording. What are we doing?
If we're not, here we go.
I'm not sure either.
We are doing Leinenkugel's Barry Weiss. Is that how you say it? Weiss or Weiss?
Barry Weiss. Yeah.
Barry Weiss. Nice. It's got 4.7% ABV. They are located in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, okay.
And for more
information, I see you, Milwaukee.
They can go to leinenkugels.com.
You are guessing.
There's no...
They can actually go ahead and just look up Leinenkugels on the search engine.
Yeah.
Search engine.
The bottle doesn't actually have it on here, and we did not go look it up. Let me see here. I'm going to double check. Oh, actually, no. The website's on the bottle, even with a hotline.
With a hotline bling?
Yep, so it's www.leinie.com, and they have a hotline.
Oh, that's 888
Leinies.
That's cute. They got like a little Heinies? Nickname.
Leinies.
Oh, there's a Heinies. We're talking about asses for a minute.
Yeah, he said Jaime.
And here's the best part.
Jaime's. My fault.
No.
It's a twist top.
Oh.
All right, so where's my glass? That's me?
That's you.
Okay, that's me. All right, here we go. All right, that's a nice color. It's all frou-frou. There you go. We're going to pass that along.
I love the color of this. Every time a beer is this color, it tastes good.
Oh, you think it's going to be sour? Because you're a sour. You actually enjoy sour beers. Yeah,
but that, I already know. I'm already expecting to be wrong. So
actually, no. Berliner Weisses are tardy and shit.
Tardy? I'm always tardy for class.
Hey, I'm too cool for school, baby.
Nice.
What you got for me, Chris?
What, the color?
No. Cheers to smell. Cheers to smell.
Cheers to smell.
Just cheers to smell. Here we go. Hey, Chris, what does that smell like?
Raspberries.
Okay, raspberries.
Okay.
And
on the friggin' head, just sour raspberries. It's sour. I can't tell if it's sour yet, but... It smells sour to me.
Definitely raspberries with some, like, maybe some grapes.
Okay, I can see that.
Smells like straight Jolly Ranchers to me.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. So candy. The kind of... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's it, candy.
Okay, so
candy.
The kind of paint you guys a verbal picture here.
Yeah.
Imagine blackberries... Mm-hmm. Raspberries,
right.
And blueberries.
Okay.
Okay. Picture that like that. Yeah. And pouring one whole packet over that of Kool-Aid. You know how like sour Kool-Aid
yeah.
is?
Yeah, you know
how Kool-Aid actually tastes that's or smells? That ascorbic acid smell. So it smells like the Kool-Aid, the ascorbic acid powder with those berries, if that makes sense.
Perfect.
Chris
was shaking his head like he didn't know.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm good.
No, why are you shaking your head? What's wrong?
Nothing, I'm good.
But why did you shake your head?
Chris, you can talk to us.
Yes,
this is
wrong?
A safe place.
That just felt like a racist comment to me, that's all.
Oh my God.
Why did it sound like a racist comment?
Okay, first off.
We're teaching him how to identify.
Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid is racist?
I didn't make that.
Kool-Aid, wait, hold on. Okay, I got it. I know I'm gonna fuck myself on this one.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you really are.
Why was Kool-Aid a racist statement? Come clean. Why? Because everyone I knew and grew up with drank Kool-Aid. Everybody, every color, your wife, everybody has drunk Kool-Aid.
Your wife's currently drinking it.
The only thing that would be racist if I said it was Tang. Like, not everybody drinks
it. I like Tang.
I bet you do.
This puzzle is starting to look really bad on this picture. So why did Kool-Aid come off racist? Fucking Chris, I swear to God. What is going on here? Why did Kool-Aid sound racist?
Just the way it was said, just to me, sounded
racist. Because I said you take a pack of Kool-Aid.
What did he think he said? Kool-Aid?
Okay, to be fair, this Kool-Aid came from the nicest part of town. Like, this is Kool-Aid, dude.
This Kool-Aid's from a gated community.
Okay, what the hell?
I'd rather not say because I'll never be allowed back on the show.
You know what? I'm not even angry at him because he just doesn't understand racism.
He doesn't get it.
It's almost a good thing.
It
because
is.
He's so ignorant to
it's
it
beautiful.
That it's like...
Wait.
He never had to grow
his
up with that
stereotypes
problem.
Stereotypes are making the show funny.
And they're not good stereotypes.
Because he's
going to
be like, all black people drink Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
No, everyone I know drinks Kool-Aid. Your wife drinks
and
Kool-Aid.
And the thing is we didn't mention it in reference to a black person or any black
I just
at
said,
all.
Take a pack of Kool-Aid.
No, but I mean, it would have been racist if the white guy said Kool-Aid.
No, it wouldn't have.
It would be racist if, like, you just met Alabaster over here.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, you want some Kool-Aid? Like, that
like,
would
you
be
have,
racist.
Like,
why would that be racist? Maybe he likes Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Now it's not racist. You
it
know
racist
what?
If I wanted, ask me if I wanted grape soda, that'd be racist.
No, that's the same level.
No, it's
the same fucking level.
Okay, no, stop, Chris. Chris, you're stupid. Stop.
Can we get to the taste and the smell?
No, we can't. Like,
we need to cure you.
Your ignorance is so awesome.
You can't go to New Mexico. Like
you cannot. You can't.
Called New Mexico.
You
dude.
Can't. It's not old. You're not going to see a bunch of fucking things you think you're going to see.
There's minorities.
There's no way you're going to help out build that wall. Okay, cheers to the taste.
Tastes. Wow.
Okay.
And I never say that.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to you,
I want
to. We got to get Chris out of the way because we have to make sure that whatever he says, he's good. So that way we can do the show. So here we go.
Also,
Chris.
No, I'm not part of the show.
No. Chris.
Cool.
Chris, what do you taste?
Fruit.
What type of fruit? I swear to God, if he's like the kind you put on Chiquita's hat as you dance around. Chris, you have so set yourself up for the whole I love you. You have so set yourself up on this episode. This is probably by far my favorite show, Chris. I love you so much, you racist bastard. Everyone's got one. Okay, go ahead. So what do you taste other than that? Now I'm being serious. Come on, get it together. Come on. What
Kool-Aid
do you taste?
Sprite.
Okay, Kool-Aid. Okay, see,
no, okay.
And then Alabaster.
As it goes, I sound like a fucking racist.
You weren't racist. No. That's okay.
No.
Alabaster was triggered.
He's a traitor.
He's triggered.
Biracial. Okay, listen.
Yeah,
no.
He's biracial.
No. You're right. So let's see. You said Sprite and Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah.
So it's like flat, lemony, citrusy,
Sprite.
And then like twangy, right?
Like a tropical Kool-Aid.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. There was see how easy that was?
It was nice.
It was beautiful.
I'm wet.
So what else? What else do you taste on that? Like how else did that make you feel? Chris.
All warm and fuzzy inside.
Nice.
He's a lying sack of shit. Oh my God, the look on this man's face. Okay, so we got Kool-Aid and Sprite. Nothing wrong with that because Lion Kugel's is well known for their shandies. Shandies are beers that are cut with juice or soda. So I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
So Lion Kugel's make the best summer shandies, and all their shandies are top of the line. So this particular beer actually comes off as a shandy. It's saying it's a Berliner Weiss, which is a style, but it's coming off like the shit that they normally make, which is shandy. So he's right.
Okay. Sprite, well, you can't drink a bunch of this and get really fucked up really quick.
I would get absolutely
Sean faster. Would get fucking
shit-faced. Yeah, it's delicious,
and I have
right?
no tolerance, so yeah.
So what is your experience with this?
I think Sprite was a great way to put it. At first, I was thinking like Smirnoff because the same right. shit, you know? And, but it's still like melted down Jolly Ranchers, like that, just that candy. But there's also a little bit of breadiness on the end,
mm-hmm.
very end, just enough to make it so that it's not like a children's drink, basically, you know,
right.
like so candy and,
right.
you know, so it's nice. It's a perfect balance. Freaking love it, man.
And no, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, guys, so here's what you're going to get out of this. It's going to come off as if it's flat soda or some juice that's been cut with this. Lion Kugel's, like I said, has been known for their shandies, which is by far, if you can't find one of their shandies, then something's off is obviously wrong with you. Now, this Berry Weiss is a Berliner Weiss with mixed berries, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, things of that, raspberries. And what they're doing is they're cutting that juice into the Berliner Weiss, which is still a shandy, in my opinion. But this is saying it's a Berry Weiss. And at 4.7, you're just going to have a great time. This is great for the summer. This is great for tailgating, barbecues, anytime, anywhere type of beer. And to get Sean to enjoy it. And
right.
I'm also taking Chris, you're enjoying this, right? Because Chris was like, look, you're going to have to put a roadblock up on this. You're going to get shit-faced.
Yeah, he just started taking all his clothes
off. I wouldn't have gone, like, with me, I wouldn't have gone, like, on all year beer. I'd have gone, like, more on the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas time.
Oh, kind of like that. It's almost like cranberry,
jam.
Like, okay, I could see that. Actually, I'd probably go as far as, cutting that with the cranberry sauce to give it more of a berry feel. You know what I'm saying?
Or using it for the juice for the turkey.
Now, the back finish, as we're talking, you're going to get a lot of like this weird honey wheat thing going on, this biscuit, which kind of may be a little off-putting for some people. So let's go ahead and go around the table here and get a grade, and we'll get you on to the next beer. So what do you got, Mr. Chris, on this beer?
4.5.
Why?
Super refreshing. Didn't taste any booziness at all. It felt like I was just drinking like Kool-Aid or juice, really. With a little bit of carbonation in it. It's something I could, definitely. I drink this all day, every day.
Nice.
I never get tired of it.
All right, how about you, buddy?
I don't think I've ever done it before, but a solid 5.
Really?
Absolute.
A solid 5.
I would drink this. If that's someone was like, hey, you got one beer for the rest of your life.
So far, up to this point.
Up to this point, yeah. And, but I'm still really inexperienced. But, I mean, I know I've had other beers that I like a lot.
But
and
this
I like
one
this
did
better
it.
Than any of those.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
It's incredible.
Hey, I like it. All right, guys, I'm going to hit you guys with this phenomenal. I'm going to give you a 4 on this. I like what these guys are saying. Again, Lion Kugel is kicking ass and taking names with all of their beers, and if you kind of slept on them, then you're missing out, and this is just another thing in their arsenals. Well put together beer, phenomenal support of the show. We love you guys, and nice. You know, it's a beautiful beer, man. So let's go ahead and move on to the next beer. Let's get a transition of some geese flying.
Just, okay, yeah. All right.
Appreciate it, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just learning more and more about Mr. Christopher, and we love you, Mr. Christopher.
Yeah, whatever.
No, no, really, seriously. I hope you've learned a lot about yourself, too.
How about you guys think that I'm a racist?
Whoa. First off,
we don't think
it's not a think. We know.
We just is it
possible
it.
That maybe I was that naive and that sheltered as a child that I have no idea how to be racist?
No, we got that, too.
I think
that's very
possible.
Well, I could be racist.
But you were also so sheltered that someone didn't teach you how to not be racist.
Listen, son. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
It's okay. We're all guilty.
Yeah,
to
we're
an extent.
All guilty of allowing white you to get this far on the show.
Yeah,
And I was trying to get my black card before I left too.
Yeah, that's new.
Definitely revoked.
You need a higher credit score on racism level. All right, let's
that
go
can
ahead.
Be arranged.
Hey guys, guess what beer we're drinking next? Chris, what do you have?
We're drinking Goose Island's Matilda.
What?
It's a Belgian style pale ale.
They're
located in Chicago, Illinois.
I see you.
And they have an ABV of 7.9%.
Raising the roof. Is that still a thing?
Yeah. More information. Raisins in the roof, yeah.
They can go to gooseisland.com.
All right, fair enough.
Do it.
All right. 2016, did you tell them that?
I'm sorry, 2016.
2016.
Okay, so 2016. So these beers that have dates means they do it again, they'll put a different year, which means it might be slightly different.
Gotcha.
Unless, so most of the time, if there's no dates on them, they pretty much have figured out the recipe and the formula, and they're able to repeat it several times over. Mm. Like, they fine-tuned it.
Yeah.
But when you have different years, that means it can be a vintage. Like, oh, today I have the 2016 Matilda. You're like, well, do you have the 2015? Oh, you don't?
That
okay, I'll take that.
Super fancy,
that's actually the whole idea. And most of the time, these Matildas, and there's a couple other ones that have these really pretty ladies' names, they actually are usually in a wine bottle, a 750 ml bottle. And they're just really well put together.
So they're just like high class style.
So they say.
Okay. That's their marketing.
She would find this at a higher scale, like upscale restaurant.
No.
It's just like a black tie man type of thing.
No, you wouldn't find it there, but you'll find it at a nice restaurant. Like sometimes when they do like their craft beers and things like that, they actually will grab some high end, like pricey beers and then like try to market it off. Okay, so at this point, it's about to.
Should have brought the tray.
No, we're going to be okay. Let's go ahead and let's just talk about everyone. Are you guys having a good time on the show? Well, I've released the gases on this bottle.
I'm currently releasing the gases.
I'm currently thinking about everything I say before I say it. I'm being advised by my attorney.
I'm really surprised you weren't already doing that.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir? I'll shut up.
He told you not to. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Key?
Yo.
Your beard looks like Castro.
I love doing that.
This is going
well. Right, ain't too bad.
It sounds like we're doing helium again in the mic. That's what it sounds like.
All right. It's all actually right. The reason why I did that. It is a Belgian beer, so it's going to be a little foamy. So
foamy.
Yeah. And Shay, could you run inside the house and like a wet napkin or something? A wet towel out of the sink would be fine. I mean, you can hand that to them if you could.
It'd be nice to wipe it off first.
Nah. They got. Well, yeah. Go ahead. So at this moment, right now. We're going to go ahead and let you know that this beer can be served in a wide mouth glass, such as a tulip. I'm going to be weird and say a martini's glass, or just open your hand.
Open your hand, nice.
Open your hand, like, hey, give me that.
Yeah, can I have some more?
Should we use that for Sean for his taste of the beer?
What?
Just let him lick your hand.
Definitely. I want to volunteer.
You want him to lick my hand on the show?
Yeah, I would like, if you could just pour the beer on your hand and I'll just taste it from there. Let it drip off your fingers.
I would have almost said, but you did not say no homo.
I'll suck on your fingers
like
a hamster.
You did not throw the no homo in.
Right.
Maybe he meant it. He wasn't trying to be no homo.
It was definitely all homo. Wipe
this off first and then I'll clean up.
No hetero, matter of fact. No hetero.
No hetero? Okay, so now we're talking. Yeah.
Now it's like, I want a serious relationship, Kiwi.
Two guys, one beer.
Down.
Two guys, one beer.
Yes. Two guys, one beer.
Thank you.
All right. Today's Patty White Melt is brought to you by Patty White Melts.
Brought to you by Miss Sally.
Cheers to the smell, gentlemen.
Cheers to the Miss Smelly. Get it? Because I rhymed it.
Yeah.
I'm a real clever guy.
You know that was actually pee on that. Okay.
Cool.
Alabaster grabbed that wet napkin and was pee on it, and he's like smelling his fingers.
That's one of the
so what do we got on that smell, gentlemen?
Yummy.
Oh, I got like some sort of spicy, maybe cloves or cinnamon.
Right on the money with it. Yeah, good shot. All right, what do you got, Chris? What do you got on that? Nice.
Sage.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got a lot of savory things going on. Yeah. Right off the bat, let me go ahead and get in.
I mean, it smells like when you burn sage.
Okay. Actually, there is some herbage going on, but you're definitely going to get that Belgium yeast smell. It's a very identifiable smell. Like, when you do smell it and you understand what it is, you can always pinpoint it. But there's a lot of, like, banana esters, banana peel, definitely clove. Sage is definitely a good way to say it. It actually smells like burning sage a little bit. I'm even going to throw in a little touch of tarragon, which is a different, unique... It's a very lovely thing to work with. Oh, yeah. And in the world for savory, tarragon is nice.
That sounds like a pterodactyl or something.
Yeah, it almost is, but this one doesn't use the letter P in front of it. It's actually just the actual T.
Sense, huh?
Yeah, it actually just has the T. So, guys, if you guys didn't understand, that was a little preschool joke for all of our young viewers at the age of 21 and over.
Yeah, that's my education level right
there. There you go. All right, guys, let's get down to the taste. Click, click, clang it a ching chong. Let taste.
Heavy on the clove.
Yeah, very clovish. But it has that nice cinnamon back.
DJ Child here?
No, DJ Child is not here. Actually, it actually tastes as if, because if you guys don't know this, hanging out with DJ Child, every now and again, she'll smoke like several like cartons of clove next to you.
several cartons. She smokes a whole fucking...
But clove, if you guys have ever been around someone who smoked cloves, that's Jarl. What it tastes like. It's clove. Yeah. It's definitely clove forward with a back finish of cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's got some maple or like brittle flavor going on in the back finish. So it's got a great malt body. So malt is what brings the sweet into the beer. It's also bready or biscuity. Mm-hmm. I would probably go with maybe like a sourdough, maybe an all wheat. Like a cracked wheat oatmeal feel going on. It's got some oatmeal going on. It's pretty nice. What do you got over there, Chris?
Kind of like a light rye.
Okay, light rye, a little light rye, okay.
Super drying. Super drying. As far as anything else I can pull from it, I could definitely feel the clove, a little bit of basil too, I think.
Okay, a little basil, all right. Basil. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, heavy on the clove. It hits me right in the face. A little bit of kind of a... What's the term you use? Like a perfumey?
Fragrance? Yeah, perfumic fragrance?
I know you.
Or we were talking about like if someone, like roses or something like that, like if you taste perfume, it kind of numbs a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I wouldn't quite say, well, I guess roses.
No, but you know, like when alcohol hits your spray, like if you know, like when you catch a cologne on an accent.
Exactly.
That's sort of a stringent, numbing feel going
and then,
on.
And then, I get bready, maybe crackery thing.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so let's go ahead and rate this, guys. Chris, you're up.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
Why?
I mean, one, obviously they did make it. 2, I mean, I wasn't really impressed with anything. Nothing really stuck out to me. I'm just it was just below average for me.
Okay, all right.
I'll go with a 3. Okay. I think it's good, and I'm just personally not a fan of the clove spicy kind of.
Okay, so it's a little spice.
Yeah, I don't like the fall time flavor.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Other than that, it's not bad.
Okay, I'm going with a 4 or 5.
Whoa!
Well, because it's a Belgium-style beer. Let me make
sure.
You're
into that, huh?
It's a Belgium-style Pale Ale. So the Belgium is just like one of those beers, just using the yeast strain is one of those relaxationable beers. Like, right. I'm going to sit back and really...
Right.
Relax with this beer. It's more of a to yourself beer, or like when we were talking that this particular beer would usually normally would find it at like an almost nice restaurants in a bigger bottle for people who enjoy craft beer. It's like, oh, let me get that Matilda or the other ones that we're not going to mention on the show. But this has that grown folks feel that all right, we're not going to get shit faced. I mean, I'm gonna get there.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, it's a very sophisticated flavor. Yeah. And for this style, it takes a certain palate to like. And yeah, you're right. It's a lot of clove going on and cinnamon and, you know, different types of spices. But it is extremely refreshing, even at if it was cold to where we're at now recording it. You're going to have that really great thing. It's a lot of complexity with this. There's a lot going on.
This beer in general reminds me of George Clooney.
Okay.
Just, you know, Silver Fox.
Right.
Just sit down and have a beer.
Oh, just yeah, it's very sophisticated. It's sophisticated. Right.
It reminds me of a touch of gray in the hair. Hey, you know, just nice to just like, I've been through it. I make money. I drive a Porsche.
Hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with driving those things.
There's nothing wrong with
I
Porsche.
Rent them, but I get the nothing I wrong get renting
a Porsche. So what Sean's saying is it's more of like an upscale high class.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like for the rich.
Yeah.
All right, well, I can take that. Yeah.
That's
affordable.
That's the vibe.
Like, yeah. Like it's affordable.
It's a beer that you would think, oh my God, I can't afford this for rich people. I'm like, oh damn, I can actually drink
now,
this.
Now, don't get me wrong. Right, some of their bigger bottles, the bigger size ones, the wine, the 750s, I've seen them through this sort of line that they do with these really fancy named ones, yeah. Like the Matilda and the other ones. They go up to about 30-something bucks for the big bottles. But if you think about that, you mm-hmm. would go spend $50 for a bottle of wine right. at 750 mls.
Right.
You're paying $30 for a beer in the same bottle.
Yeah.
So you're really going to have to like kind of go, make you have to get cigar. Over because if you're willing
like,
to go
spend.
Are
you in the mood for the wine or do you want this?
Yeah. Like if you're going to spend $30 on a bottle of wine, you can spend $30 on a bottle of beer. Like it's the same fucking thing. But this is a really nice beer overall. And then I'm glad you guys tried it. All right, guys, we're going to be right back with two for the road. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Man, this has been... I blame Frank, but you know what? you know what? All jokes aside, I appreciate you two helping out with the show. Chris, thank you.
Yep.
And Sean, thank you.
Yeah,
and we want to thank all of our sponsors out there for helping us put the show together.
Do you want to thank the people I offended tonight?
I'll hear about it in emails. Don't worry about it.
We just want them to stick around.
Yeah, the show's not over yet because it's about to, we got to finish up. But and all jokes aside, guys, look, don't hate Chris. We don't. So don't hate him. He's a good kid.
Yeah, if we don't, you don't.
Yeah, he's listen. He don't know what he do. That's okay.
Forgive him, Lord.
He don't know what he do. In God's name or whatever demon we're worshiping on the show.
I thought we were worshiping Buddha.
I don't know. No. We were so getting him out of the hole. We were so getting him out of the hole.
I just said Buddha, and y'all taking that as a racist.
No, because we know you're going in that direction.
We know where he's going. Buddha, cheesecake,
Pretty soon, something. Yeah.
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs, eat a rice patty.
Don't they worship cows?
No, that's racist.
Yeah, don't they worship cows?
I just said Buddha, and he had to take it a whole different Asian aspect of it.
Guys, if you don't know where this show went, back it up about halfway. Just take the little finger where the little dot is and back it up halfway, and you tell us who took it where. Yeah. All right, so let's get to Two for the Road. Chris, are you familiar with Two for the Road?
Yes.
Sean, you familiar with Two for the Road?
Yeah, it's Two on the Road.
All right, so here we go. Chris, out of all five of these beers, which beer pairs very well with...
You can say.
No, I can't. Well, true. Which one pairs very well with Kool-Aid? The drink everyone drinks.
The universal, maybe I should grab the
Line and Kugels.
So you like the Line and Kugels?
Yeah.
Why? Why does that pair with well with Kool-Aid? So we double fist in the Kool-Aid. It's kind of like Fetty Wap, money. No, nothing wrong with that. So that's the one you're going to pair with Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, your turn.
Sean.
Hey.
Just for the record, which would you say was your favorite of the night?
I believe it was that Four Peaks one. The Four Peaks one, the one that was very... Yeah.
All right, so my question is...
I'm sorry, how do you say it? I can't...
Lion Kugels?
Lion Kugels.
What
about the other N?
Kugels.
That's a linen.
Liney.
Okay, liney.
Kugel.
All right.
Would you funnel it?
I could. I haven't funneled anything.
I mean, you said that was the only beer. You said that was the only beer left on the planet.
Yeah, if someone was like, you gotta funnel something? Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yes. Are we talking about enema? Or are
yes.
we talking definitely that?
But,
yeah.
All right, Sean, who's the next person?
Oh, okay. Key, I've been dying to ask you this, so...
Okay. Kool-Aid.
Earlier, you said you liked one of the other beers that you don't like, which I don't remember if it was Corona or...
Oh, okay, so I didn't like the Cats Away.
Yeah, and you said
I said I was drinking Corona.
Right, okay, so... there's only two options. It's the...
The Cats Away.
Cats Away and... Corona. That's only two things on the shelf in the whole store. You don't know how it happened. It's apocalyptic. And
that's a Twilight Zone episode.
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
Okay, what am I doing?
The Cats Away is absolutely ridiculously cheap, and the Corona is like $700 for a case or a six pack.
Looks like we ain't eating. Somebody drinking Corona. No.
You're out of your mind.
No, children gonna be dead when I get them. Nope, we drink Corona tonight.
And you just,
we dine in hell tonight, sir.
Even just to like cook with or like
we're doing with Corona.
Okay, all right.
Don't you ever again offend me. All right, here we go. Chris, this is your last one for you.
Okay.
Out of all five of these beers, right now, right here, right now, right here.
Right here.
Which one was your absolute favoritest that you're going to share with another race?
I have to
You are taking way too long on this. You said this one, everyone. So which one are you going to share?
Because you want to offend me, the Cats Away.
Okay, so the Cats Away for everyone else.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because it's a fucked up thing to do.
Why? I think I know where he was going with that. He's like, I hate every other race, so I'm going to give you a shitty beer. No Corona for you.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking funny. Oh, my God, Chris. This is the best. You know this is going, like, on... This is, like, going to be streamed around the world, 100... Like, everywhere on the planet, right?
Absolutely.
Thank God they can't see you, except for the video that's being recorded right now. All right, you're done, so you ask one of us. We each only got one apiece.
All right, Keith.
What's up?
So
Kool-Aid.
Try to piggyback off of Sean's thing with the, you know, the apocalypse, the Corona, and the Cats Away.
Yep.
If
You can't. Remember, we don't repeat any other questions, so you can't piggyback.
I can't.
You have to come back with your own. That's what makes this fun. So right, you have to make up your own thing.
Kool-Aid. If your job was to make, obviously it is your job to make beer, but if you had to make one because there was a zombie apocalypse but people wanted to get fucked up, which one of these would you make?
Oh, the Matilda. Mm-hmm. The Matilda, and then I'd just probably tweak it to high ABV. Sean, this is the last one for you, bud.
Okay.
two beers. So you got two beers. No, we're done. We're all out. We each got our two questions asked.
Oh, you're asking me?
You're the last one. So I'm going to ask you the last question.
Gotcha. All
right. So we have the Berry Vice, right? The one you like.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you have the Cats Away. No, I take that back.
Okay.
The Matilda. Oh, okay. The one you hate it.
Okay.
Which I also spilled on the show.
Not that much, though.
How much power?
It's okay. Only a little bit.
Out
some
of
for
the two
homies.
Of these, one has poison in it, and one will make you extremely rich. So the one that has the poison in it is the Berry Vice. But when you drink it, you'll become so famous in your death that you will live immortally. Now, with the Matilda, you drink it, you're not going to die, but you'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams for 2 weeks. Which one do you deal with?
I mean, obviously the Matilda.
You pussy. I'm like, I'm dead, bitch. Everybody gonna look at me. But no, so why would you choose that one over immortality versus 2 weeks of paper? Make it rain.
Immortality? Well, it's not immortality, is it? Because I'm actually dead. My legacy just goes on, right?
Right. The concept of Sean will live forever. So which
I don't
means
give
you
a
live.
Shit about that. I'll be dead. I don't give a fuck.
But you will be forever here. You live immortally.
Go, I don't want to be here now. I don't give a shit.
Oh, well, guys, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to episode 58. We're going to get out of here again. We're gonna thank everybody for watching, attending everybody on Periscope. We are very sorry for Chris's behavior. Yeah, we didn't know that his clan's flag was gonna fly. Hey, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer,
what's your
story?
Beer story?
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next time. Peace.
That's right, keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.